You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Alrighty, it's time for some question listener Q&A.
Woo!
That was not what I was anticipating.
Let's do it. I didn't know if you wanted another yeah.
I always want a yeah, right? Okay, well, we need another house update. How's it going? What's the situation?
Yeah, so I've learned the house process because our father-in-law is the contractor. He's the cheapest contractor in the industry. And it went from blocks and pier, or went from footings to blocks to piers to the framework to the roof to the brick on the bottom to the windows and doors. And that's where we're at now.
Ooh,
and the fireplace is
coming along so fast.
I know. It's because he has access to the best crews, I mean, ever. I mean, he builds houses for Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, he's
so
a star.
What I've learned is all these people are specialized, just like us. I specialize in audio. You specialize in what touching that computer or whatever you do.
Digital.
Yeah. What I've learned is the roofers come in one day. They all specialize in it. The bricklayers, different than the roofers. They just come in, bricklay. The frame guy, totally different guy. The dude that does the heating and air, different dude.
Yeah, specialties.
Yep. So they just come in and they've been, I mean, some of them will rock their niche that they do or whatever in a day.
That's crazy.
I know. And so we don't wait. A lot of people I've found out, if you're building a house, a week, we got to wait for the roofers to do this, that. Him, dude, that seems like ain't
well,
no wait.
You are
game.
Also like, you're married to his daughter. So like, he's going to pull out all the stops.
Right.
So awesome.
Right. Oh, and I mean, people have been bending over backwards, honestly.
So when are you guys expected to move in?
So I was told by Christmas that we'll be in the house, and it started on August 7th. So
that's
August,
crazy.
September, October, November, 5 months of house built.
That's
property
insane.
Was bought this summer. It was grass, 2.5 acres of grass, and there's a effing house there right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Are you going to be mowing your own yard?
No. It was explained to me like this. I don't believe we're going to be able to fit a mower in our garage, not to get too technical.
No, I like it. Give me all the details.
So, but we put it on Facebook. Baser goes, hey, she used to live there. We're moving to the area she used to live in.
Okay. So her hometown.
Correct. So she put it on Facebook. Not necessarily, but we put it on Facebook and we go, hey, how much would this cost? I mean, had suitors, 10 people. Oh, I'll do it for 100. I'll do it for 125. I'll do it for 80.
Dang.
But, and so, I mean, do you want to spend $4,000 on a mower or just hire it out every time? And my father-in-law goes, hey, it's a great idea at first. You know, you have a couple of beers, you're mowing your yard. Then it becomes labor. You know, a Saturday, you'd rather be just watching TV.
That's true. Especially with how much acres y'all got.
Correct.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it takes like an hour to do mine. Like, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But that
you got that city loan.
Yeah, the city yard. Okay, so specific questions. How many bedrooms y'all gonna have?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. How many bathrooms?
3.5 baths.
Dang.
I mean, hey, let's break out the blueprint.
Okay, listen.
The half is the powder room.
You were sitting here saying, I ain't gonna be rolling in that money. I mean, look at you, 4 bedroom, 3 bath.
It wasn't officially gonna do that at first. We were gonna not finish the upstairs. And then refinance in a year, and then you finish the upstairs when it's cheaper. You know, when the rates drop, is how it was explained to me. But
I love how you keep saying that.
Now we are going to finish the upstairs. We were able to save money in other areas. We have been blessed with, I mean, just people bending over backwards for us.
Hey, rolling in some dough over there.
I mean, not rolling in dough, but when people are doing favors for you.
You said you weren't going to be wealthy.
No, not wealthy.
You are good at getting people to do favors.
Not me. Her the contractor, father-in-law. Okay. I have been the smallest part of this house. Put that out there in the universe, please.
Okay.
I did pull nails from boards. I have swept the entire thing.
I also saw a video.
I pushed 2,200 acres of dirt.
I saw a video of you in the trash can doing something, and it looked like the most non-productive thing I've ever seen. I was like, what is he actually doing?
Shut up.
But you were straight up in the trash can just like hammering something.
Stop. It was my final task of the day. I'd worked my ass off for 6 hours. I was sweating, and it was time to go. It's time to watch some college football. And her dad goes, hate to give you this job, but the trash, the dumpster, has to all be below this certain line or they won't take the dumpster. And this dumpster is filled with 2 tons of shit. I mean, and so I go, and everything's pretty much level except for this one crate is about 6 inches above the line. And he told me they won't take it. So I'm like, I got to get me an axe, just like I'm a lumberjack.
That's what you're
so
doing.
So I'm axing this pallet in the dumpster.
Okay, that makes a whole lot more, like, there was no context on the video posted. I was like, this man's just sitting in a dumpster axing something.
Bro, I tried to move that pallet. I lifted stuff off of it. It maybe weighed 800 pounds. I could not lift it for the life of me.
Credit given where credit is
so
due.
So I said, in my most vulnerable moment, I'm exhausted. I said, get me an axe. Baser gets me an axe. This is the smallest axe I've ever seen. And I'm hammering away at it. I had no strength left. I had the weakies, okay?
The weakies.
And that's the video she posted. So screw off.
Hey, credit given to you. Good work. I like the context now more, but I'm telling you, watching that video with no context, pretty funny.
Thank you.
Pretty funny. Okay. Cat updates from both of us. You go. How's little Piper?
Yeah, quickly. Piper is maybe 5 months. Beautiful, gorgeous. Looks like a bobcat. We just took her for her. She's been on a stroller ride. This one, though, we took her out of the stroller and let her walk in the grass.
Yeah.
You got to watch for dogs and stuff. Mail trucks.
Walking on a harness?
Yeah. Nice. In case she tries to escape. But, I mean, the thing looks like a wild panther.
She's not a wild panther.
Beautiful and gorgeous. We love her to death. She loves her dad. She knows how to just attack me just enough. So she'll bite on my arm, but then I just say, kisses, and then she kisses.
That's how you talk to her? Give me your Piper voice.
I think I have a lisp with it. Okay. So I'm just like, murder mitten. Murder mitten.
Why do you do a lisp? Where
I don't
did
know.
That come from?
Kisses!
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I'm better when she's actually in my arms, but yeah. I believe that is what it sounds like.
And she snuggles with y'all?
She does. She's gotten better. She'll take a nap with me. The other day she slept on my foot. She likes to do that. And then I'll trap her under the covers and she sleeps with me. We wish she kind of laid with us more because then she'll go under the bed, but that's probably down the road a little bit. And she's a wild bobcat. So.
I love how you keep going to different variations, like jaguar, bobcat. Like,
all of it. Same animal family.
It's true. They're all wildcats.
Please give us yours.
Hazel's doing great. I can't believe she's snuggling with me, Ray. Like,
I know. Well, was she in the pound?
Well, yeah. Remember, she came from that really horrible like hoarding situation, 130 cats. And I really didn't think like she was going to warm up to me so quickly. And oh my gosh, now if I sit on the couch long enough, she'll come and just sit right on top of me. Like, this is where I lay.
She's like, that house before sucked. This is nice.
Yeah, besides when Remy still tries to go after her a little bit, like not in a mean way. It's just more Remy has some only child syndrome that we're still working through.
So do you, but you're not an only child.
Why do I have some only child syndrome? What do I do?
I had to burn you.
Okay. It's rude. So she is snuggling more. She is kind of going after my furniture a little bit because poor thing, I think, didn't have any toys for 8 years.
Is it showing damage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to get basically this like double-sided like sticky tape. It's literally like cat tape.
Are we clipping the nails?
Oh, yeah. Once a week.
So do we.
And it does work for a moment, but then they grow back so freaking fast.
They do.
And I've tried to train her and put catnip on little scratcher things, and I've tried, but I just think she's so, I mean, she's 8 years old. She was used to like furniture was all she had. And so we're also trying to work through that. And I'm not mad. I'm just kind of like, I've accepted it. It is what it is.
Right.
So, cause it's not like I'm going to give her back. what else would I do?
Yeah. It sucks when it's visible. Cause right now the stuff Piper's going after for whatever reason, it's not visible. One of my woofer speakers for the TV, she's like clawing at it, but I can't even tell the damage, but
well, that's good.
We have her a pole that she sticks at. And that does.
She will use the pole?
All the time.
Yeah. See, I do think, like, if you teach him as a kitten, it definitely helps.
Correct. And then, I mean, I haven't seen damage, so I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah. It is. It does help keeping him clipped. And obviously, I'm not going to get her, like, declawed or anything. That's not my.
Yeah, I don't do that. It's not like vibe. We did that to Pablo or anything.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was as painful for the cats at the time.
Yeah. Hey, you got to learn lessons.
Yes.
And it is really bad for him. Well, it's very mean.
And the claws aren't that bad. Once you cut them.
Yeah.
My cat, I allow her to do all that and it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, no, and she'll sit for me to get her claws done, which is also crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy girl.
Crazy girl. But I will, she is snuggling and we're just working on the furniture. She still opens up all my cabinets on a daily basis.
Hey, soon to be boyfriend will do that too.
Yeah, it's like she's preparing me or something. I don't know. All right, there's a cat updates. Why didn't you come to iHeart Festival?
Is that a question?
That was literally a question that was asked. Mm. Just keep in mind, these are all coming from listeners. They're not coming from me.
I didn't get invited, and it's kind of been a trend. Maybe I need to change it, because it sounds like you guys had more fun. And
that's because I'm fun, right?
Right, and deals were made. People are like, you got like ad endorsements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may need to go out for the next one, yeah. But I just didn't get invited, and as an audio guy, I'm so specialized. Audio here doesn't translate to audio there. I don't even know any of their equipment. I don't know.
That's true. But I do feel like you're a valuable asset, Ray.
But also, I had to run stuff here, too.
Yeah. So. But it would have been fun to have you out there with
us. It would have been a blast. Hey, we'll play some slots any day of the week.
Oh, yeah. Me and Laura would be off on the Buffalo. I didn't gamble at all, Ray. Not a single bit.
Yeah, that's sad. I wanted a little insight.
I was going to try and do some Buffalo, but I didn't find it. And then I got confused.
Oh, you got to listen for the Buffalo!
It's just a Buffalo, right? It's just a regular one, no special edition.
Yeah, there's like an Inferno one. Be careful on that one because it'll just take your money and you don't even get to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
You got to have Laura. She knows how to seek them out.
See, that's what I'm saying. I needed Laura.
Mm-hmm.
So next time. Okay. Yeah, again, listener questions. Those are not my questions. Yeah. I didn't know the answer to that. we'll go into this one before we go into break, but we have a listener who has a friend who's going through cancer, and they want to know how you supported Bay during her cancer and through remission.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you obviously just realize how much you love the person. You want to see them through on it. And, I mean, it is temporary. I mean, honestly, if you do the stuff the doctors, you're reading TikTok, watching TikTok, you're learning. There's a bunch of holistic stuff you can do, foods. Now she's using this oil where she rubs on her and it smooths out underneath the skin. It's like collagen oil or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That may not be the name. But anyways.
I think she posted recently about castor oil.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So that it actually goes under the skin and it'll smooth it out, lumps, stuff like that. You know, to make her feel better and stuff. But in the moment, you just realize, okay, it's going to be about, I want to say a year, just because they do lose their hair. So that's what's the year part. But there's the radiation, chemo, 4 or 5 months. The mastectomy, double mastectomy, boom, that thing's done. Believe really quick, couple of weeks. Then there's the radiation, chemo, it takes some time. There's research you can do. You want to get your Gatorade, your fluids. They're going to get cold. You want to keep them warm. So there's a lot of research you can do. Boom, you're weathering that storm. Then the hair loss. You know, she got her hair shaved. And then it comes back. I mean, her hair's in 8 months. She already had it. Little Bob. Rocking it. And so, I mean, I remember specifically.
She did look so cute with her bob.
She did look cute. And I remember specifically, she's like, I don't want to go out. I'm embarrassed. And I'm like, who cares? And she, you know what? That night was awesome. She rocked the bob and we went and did shots. We got S-faced and it was awesome. But she was there was a little trepidation. She's like, I don't want to go on Broadway. I got the bob. And I said, let's rock it. And if you look on my Instagram, it's a picture of us. I believe it was at our apartment complex, got the brick in the background, and she's got the bob, and we went out and crushed that night. So, I mean, that's the thing. You just got to realize the timetable is about a year. Shelve maybe your social life a little bit. We did have a lot of movie nights and stuff, but you can get through it.
And it sounds like, too, you were just really there for every moment that she needed. So really just like being there.
Not all of them, but we did have a job.
I mean, yes, but I mean, like when she was going through stuff, like you were there.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I think she had a very serious procedure, and Rascal Flatts was in here, and I was like, I effing hate these guys.
But you don't actually hate them.
I hate them. I'm like, I cannot tell you how annoyed I was that they were in studio. Oh. I was like, I have to get to the hospital. Screw these guys.
Yeah, see, that was the day you should have probably just like taken off, Ray. You're also not very good at taking off.
Well, now I realize you can. Yeah. Now I have more help. So.
That's true. Hey, it's all progress.
Yep, progress.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yes. We're going to take a quick little break and dive into more questions.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Coming in hot. Did you come through with the date introduction? This wasn't a listener question.
Your dude?
Yeah.
Well, I have dudes for you. I mean, there's a pile for you.
There's now a pile?
Well, my other buddy, Justin from Boston, he's moving back in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you never showed me a picture of him. When I asked, you said, no, I know what he looks like. I'm like, no, I need to know what he looks like.
Northern guy, you will be more than pleased.
No, that's not how it works.
I gave you Sam in Houston.
Yeah.
You guys just do whatever you need to as you see fit.
Yeah, so I will tell you, yes, Ray came through with the introduction. Sam and I did text for a while.
Okay, and maybe we leave it at that because I have another thing I'm pitching for the big show.
Are you?
But this airs on the weekend, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so I'm pitching it.
It next week?
No. People will actually hear this after maybe the bit on the big show, or that bit will never air and never happen.
And then we'll have to talk about it next time.
No, so we can just do this. We can just do it here. So did you guys talk? But remember, we're going to have to do this back in time on the big show. So how'd it work out? I gave you guys text numbers. What happened?
You did. And we did text for a while and it was good. Like we vibed in moments and we FaceTimed one time.
Kinky.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Let's not put that in the universe. And he was a really nice guy. I just don't know like logistically.
Yeah.
Like he did talk about like potentially coming out here and then I just got super busy and I kind of forgot to respond at one point. So
he's in Houston, you're in Nashville.
Yeah.
Logistically. Yeah.
So, I mean, if he does want to come out here, then I'm like open to it. I do need to like text him back.
Okay.
I'm sometimes a really bad texter. That is really not my forte.
Yeah. And I mean, but life happens. We get so many group threads that are insane.
Yeah.
I think everybody becomes a bad texter. In work and life and friendships and all that.
Yeah, and I'm just on my phone all the time, like genuinely for work, that like for whatever reason, I just ignore all my personal stuff.
Bro,
which is pretty bad.
I put the phone away on the weekends. I'm like, screw that thing.
Besides to do your drunk Instagram stories.
Those are still popping. But earlier on in the day, I'm like, get me away from that.
Okay, so yeah, that so it did pan out and you did make a good connection.
There we go.
He was a great guy. And we'll see if anything continues.
Yay,
was that
me.
More of your question for the big show?
Really, it was, yeah. But like I said, in the wing, I have Justin. I mean, he's coming in hot from Boston. He was at Boston Children's. He moved to Michigan. Not moved. He's seeing family in Michigan. But then he's coming back to Nashville in 2 weeks. My best friend.
Can I like see a picture of him on
sure.
any level?
Fully clothed?
Yes, fully clothed.
No, I'm saying a pool pic.
You can show me a pool pic too. I thought you were trying to be like a naked pic. I'm like, no. And also, why do you have that?
Ah!
I had a lot of questions. Okay. So yes, right. So far, Ray is a great wingman.
Thank you.
Killing it.
Thank you. Wrong cities, but thank you.
Yeah, it's still a good match.
Yes.
Like it's there.
Okay.
What do you eat in a normal day, Ray?
Eat a normal day. I'd love to say keto. I was doing that
you're not on that keto anymore?
Lightly. When we were on our cruise and when we were on the Dominican Republic, I ketoed I was dieting because I knew, you're taking pictures with your shirt off. We were doing pool parties this summer. I had to look good. Now we're kind of moving into the winter. I've moved a little bit away from the keto. I haven't been drinking as much, but eat-wise, in the morning, granola bar.
Can I share something about you and your snacks?
What?
My favorite thing about Ray is like he has like a little drawer in his classroom. And this drawer has like, it's like a Mary Poppins bag of cabinet.
Shut
that like
up.
Snacks just like come out. Like I don't even know where they came from. And it's like different snacks. This isn't just like all the same kind. And like every day he's gone through like multiple things.
Screw
and it
you.
Cracks me up. No, I love it. Like,
so
you're also here super early. So like by the time we're here, it's like your lunch and early dinner.
Correct. So after the gym, I usually eat a leftover from the day before. So whatever it is, Italian, quesadilla type thing. Maybe it's whatever. But then the next day in the morning, really early morning, all I'm eating is keto. So you got your moon cheese, which is amazing keto, low carbs, low sugar.
You big on that moon cheese.
There's jerky, which is amazing. There's also these little sausage bites, low carbs, low sugar, which is keto. Then later in the day, I've been rocking Chick-fil-A. I've been doing pizza. Basil will make some enchiladas. What did she recently make? But I mean, for the most part, there you go.
Well, I do. You are quite the snacker in the morning, and I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a big snacker too. Like, so that's why it's always funny to see you because I just don't see a lot of other people snacking the way that I do.
Yes.
And you snack in the mornings.
Right. But I mean, I don't eat. I wouldn't necessarily. I mean, I eat something after the gym when I go in the early morning. So say I'm 4 a.m. I'm eating. And then when Bones and everybody shows up, then I'm rocking the moon. It's got to be stuff you can eat quick, though.
Yeah.
We can't have, like, a whole burger in here because we're doing a live show.
Well, Scuba does sometimes. He got, like, whole lunches happening.
He'll have chicken fried steak, and I'm like, Scuba, we are live, dude.
He does. So, obviously, it's not everybody. Like, if I were to pull out, like, a whole pasta dish right now, people would be like, what is happening? But,
so
like,
what
Scuba
are you doing?
Wait,
was that just for me, or are you saying what you're eating, too?
I mean, I can't, too. I'm just asking you questions.
Right, me.
She's checking everything out. She's on an adventure. She's already had both of her chews, so now she's like, what's happening?
But yeah, maybe it's a more organized thing that I eat, but at the moment, it's a little random and maybe not the most healthy.
Mine's the same way, right? Honestly, like, it's pretty random. Like, honestly, I snack a lot. I typically will have either a granola bar or some, like, trail mix in the morning.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's, like, the only point. And maybe the lunches. Like, I'll do, like, a protein acai bowl.
Healthy.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
But
though.
Then after that, it just goes downhill. It's like I'm just mixing things up together and I'm eating cheese and crackers.
Yes.
And, mixing everything up together.
Cheese board.
Yeah, I do a lot of cheese boards. That's my jam. Cheese board and crackers. Or cheese board and, cheese and crackers, but then grapes too.
Yeah, we got to try and get a little bit healthier. But we love Nukes. We love Chick-fil-A. Sonic.
Nukes as in N-E-W-K?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They got a great, it's a pimento cheese sandwich. Baser loves the tomato. Mm. Yeah.
Do you guys eat at the Grilled Cheesery? Because that place is bomb.
No.
Since she loves the p- pimento grilled cheese.
Yeah, I love the pimento.
See, you should go. Have you been to Grilled Cheesery?
Is there one near us?
Yeah, it's literally right by our work. It's in Hillsboro.
Interesting.
And it is so good. They have pimento grilled cheeses. Okay, well, there you go. How do you prevent hair loss? Because your hair looks great.
Yeah, so PRP, which is amazing. Look it up.
Always hit my makes me think you put pee in your head.
Yes, that. Hit me up hit my people up at Nashville PSI, Plastic Surgery Institute. They will answer all your questions. They're awesome. But yeah, the PRP is awesome. I have a good shampoo and conditioner from Regenix. Look it up. It is a tad expensive, but damn, they good.
Okay.
And they offer some other stuff as well. But I take little pills from Regenix, but you can just.
You're taking pills too? Steroids?
Yeah. No, I think it's just vitamins.
Oh, okay. Well, it does look good.
Thank you.
You feel good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it sucks though. It's like I wear for a guy with hair loss, you know, I'm trying to do better. It's like, it sucks wearing a headset. Like you messes your hair all up and everything. Like my hair never looks on like a Saturday. I put gel in it. I comb it. I'm like, damn, I look this good. I mean, during the week, I look like S for 5 days.
I mean, like you said, we're in a room with no windows, so it's fair. Okay, well, there you go. Pro tips from the man himself. Okay, who do you get your easygoingness from?
Probably my mom. My dad's pretty high stress. My mom is super chill. She's always like, well, I don't, you know, why stick to a plan? Have fun. I feel. So I would say from my mom for sure.
Okay, people were asking because they think you're so easygoing and chill, and they think it had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, my side of my dad is very high strung, high stress. My mom, on the vacations, she was always the one like, let's spend money. And my dad was always like, what? I don't care if Mickey's face is on a burger. We're not eating that. Let's save money. So my dad was always, that's why it's just such a dichotomy. My dad, high stress. My mom, easygoing, stress-free.
Okay, like your mama. Okay, we're going to take one more quick break, and then we got four more questions.
Yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. It's Halloween season. Are you team pumpkin spice, team apple spice?
Pumpkin season. Pumpkin, please.
Yeah, same. I do love apples, though. Like, I love a good apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Ooh. Yeah, we dehydrated. What is it called in the deep fryer? In the air fryer.
Air fryer, I think deep fried. Well,
no.
Air fried.
Air fried. Air fried apples.
Air fried, just regular apples?
Yeah, and they were very good. It did take 9 hours, though, and I ate them the next day at work.
Well, shout out to Keeg's Candy. They did send me a bunch of freeze-dried stuff, and they sent some caramel apple freeze-dried.
Ayo!
And you should try those.
I will.
I wonder if they taste similar.
But yeah, I don't know if it was worth the 9 hours.
They were in there for 9 hours?
Yeah. Well, the whole time we were watching football, we had them in there. And I just don't know.
Wait, hold on. You were watching football for 9 hours?
Yeah. I just don't know if the final result of the apples was worth the 9 hours, but.
So they were in the air fryer for 9 hours?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fire hazard.
We were there. We were home.
I mean, yeah. Also, you're watching football. That's a lot. Okay. Moving on. You can go to any sporting event in the world. What are you choosing?
It's got to be football, obviously.
Okay, but like specifically, like the Super Bowl?
Oh, for sure. I've never been to one.
Okay.
Super Bowl?
Yeah. I don't think I have an answer in this one. I don't think I quite care.
Gotta pick.
The Olympics. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Just not the one in Greece or Qatar.
Why?
You may not come out of that one alive.
In Greece?
No, I mean in Qatar. What about that hate American thing?
Oh, and that must be
guys,
like back in the
my name's
memory.
Morgan. I'm here for the Olympics.
Hey, you know what? They do the Olympics in like Australia. That'd be cool. I'd totally go. Okay. Just some two kind of follow-up questions here. Somebody asked if I would ever video of the best bits. And quite honestly, it's kind of hard to get us all together.
Yeah.
So like even trying to get video done and all that, I don't know if it'll ever happen. It'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a lot. On top of it already being kind of a lot.
Yeah, just the logistics of it, because you do need a video person, right? Or would you be able to manage it with your fingers?
Yes, I can manage it, because as you remember, I've had to fill in for Eddie quite a few times.
You do fill it, but I just didn't know if you can talk, if you can be a orator, as yes. they call it.
Orators?
As you're fingering the computer.
Is that a real word? Okay.
What am I supposed to call that?
Yes, I could, because I wouldn't have to do my digital job, because best bits, typically, I'm done with
that's
the regular
stuff.
That's what
it is. That's what it is. So you're not doing the tweets and the Facebook, so yeah. You actually could then focus on the cameras.
Normally, when I'm filling in for Eddie, I'm doing my job and his, mm-hmm. and that is chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe. Maybe one day, but I don't know. It's a lot. And then, did your ex's bully crew move on from to being decent human beings? I don't know. I got blocked by everybody.
I'm so sorry. What? I don't even understand any of that question.
Okay, so you remember when Megan Maroney was in, and I talked about my ex's girlfriend, new girlfriend, and her friend who were like bullying me,
mm-hmm.
on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked if they like moved on, if they stopped doing it. They never did anything after that, but after I talked about it on air, they all blocked me.
Nice. The
winner,
old block
winner.
Function.
Yeah, so like, who's the winner here? Because I didn't block anybody. I was just chilling. I was chilling the whole time.
That a girl. You
and
were
still
inspired.
Chilling after. Oh, yeah. All right, Ray. You got anything you want to add before we go?
No, I think we crushed that. Listen, you guys asked some very personal questions, and I think we gave some personal answers.
I only feel like one of those was really personal.
We got personal.
That was personal for you?
Yeah.
Aw.
Like, you know, people give fake answers all the time. We give actual, legit answers.
That's true. You were a little unhinged.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. Well, yeah. Thank you, Ray, for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for bringing Remy.
She's just laying here right now watching you.
Yeah, that's what we do for you guys. We come up here and like ER nurses come to the hospital. Our pagers went off. We ran here, did a podcast for you guys. Just see your Saturday.
Okay, it's not that dramatic.
It's interesting. When does this go out, on a Saturday?
Yeah, it goes out Saturday.
You're all chilling by the pool. Got a potty to listen to.
Yeah, some people listen to it while they clean.
That's cleaning, the commuting. I mean, talk about there's nothing better. And then the mindless job, my jobs back in the day, sweeping, mindless, would have loved a podcast. We're throwing boxes, mindless. Amazon drivers.
You're just like throwing out every job that I
No. I'm saying, not saying it's mindless, but I am saying a podcast, dude, that would fly by, throwing boxes, laughing. You got a dresses all pulled up.
That is true. One of my older sisters, she listens to my podcast when she runs. She's like, you get me through it really quickly.
And workouts.
Yeah. And my dad does listen to it when he works out, too.
So
now you got to get your parents to also listen to your episodes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they stream stuff on their phone. So I just, you know.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, tell the people where they can find you and stuff again.
Sizzin Raymundo on Instagram and X, aka Twitter, aka X.
Okay.
And then Sore Losers Podcast with Lunchbox and me. 3 episodes a week. We'll keep your commutes entertained. We do lifestyle. We do some sports. It's a tad vulgar. We use the F word.
Oh, so scary. I love it. And follow the show at Bobby Bones Show, and of course me at Web Girl Morgan, and go check out BobbyBones.com for some more fun content. But thank you guys for hanging out and keep downloading, because heck yeah, this is because of you guys that we hit 1 million downloads in a freaking month. So cool.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.